because Anthony Brown is joining in tomorrow and his Sport Relief epic finishes off in Watford. That's right, isn't it, Anthony?
That's correct, Lorna.
Afternoon to you. What are you doing then?
Well, what we're doing tomorrow, it's a team of people doing what we call the London Football Challenge, and it's actually going to start and finish in Hertfordshire. We're visiting all 14 London Football League grounds during the one day, starting at Barnet at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, then visiting all the other grounds, eventually finishing, as you say, in Watford, around about 8 o'clock at night, we think.
You're going to be shattered.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely
definitely.
Shattered. How are you getting between each ground?
Okay, well, similar to what we did back in November for Children in Need, we're just using public transport for this particular attempt. So we're getting to each station, wherever we can, as near as we can to each ground, and then we have to run to the ground on foot. So we've estimated it's going to be about 10 miles of running between all the various stations and grounds during the course of the day. And then when we get to each ground, just to say that we've actually done something there football-related, we're going to have a quick game of keepy-uppies. Everyone in the team who's taking part has to at least keep the ball up once before we then continue on to the next ground. So that's the whole idea.
You are a very fit man, Anthony, because you've been on the programme with me before, of course, because you are the man that also takes on the Great London Underground Tube Challenge,
that's
where you
correct.
Try and visit all the tube stations
exactly.
in as short a time as possible.
Yep.
But that record's up for grabs again, isn't it?
That's right. When I spoke to you last time, we were waiting to hear from Guinness on a previous attempt we'd done back in July last year. Now, that was eventually confirmed by Guinness as the world record. So we do have the world record for the old 274 stations. But, of course, now, as you correctly say, there's only 268 stations since the East London line closed. There's a new record up for grabs.
And you're doing it again.
Yeah, in April. That's the next plan.
And we may well be doing it with you here on the afternoon
programme. Yeah, that'd be great. Fantastic.
I'll be dead by the end of that one. But, Anthony, best of luck for tomorrow. Of course, I'll be thinking of you at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning when I'm firmly tucked up in my bed. No doubt. But we'll get you back on Monday's show, if that's okay.
And we'll let you know how it goes.
See exactly how you got on.
Fantastic.
Good luck with it. And well done. Thank you for
joining
in.
All the best.
BBC Sports Relief as well. Anthony Brown, think of him, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning at Barnet Football Club. And then tomorrow evening, he should have completed all the London football grounds and finish off his epic adventure in Watford. Lorna Milton with you, BBC Three Counties Radio.